Welcome to the Time for You podcast with Erin Woodruff, Communication 101 bonus series. My name is Erin, and my goal is to help you find time for yourself. Life gets busy, and we tend to lose ourselves in the mix of marriage, motherhood, and everything else. Let's rediscover your passions and make some time for you. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I love these episodes, so hopefully you're enjoying them. Please, please, if you haven't already, let me know what you think about these Communication 101 short episodes. I love doing them, but if you don't love listening to them, there's no point in me doing them because I want to make sure that I actually am helping you. If you are loving these, please go leave a review. Please go rate and review the podcast. I don't get anything from this, but it does help other people find the podcast. Today, I want to talk about body language continued. Shocker, right? We've been talking about it for the last few weeks, and it's been fun. Today, we're going to talk about mirroring. I feel like that's a weird, awkward word to say. Mirroring. So, mirroring is a subconscious behavior that involves imitating another person's body language. We can do this subconsciously or consciously, but more often than not, we do it subconsciously. Us humans, we're really, really good at matching and mirroring other people. Mirroring can be a powerful way to build rapport and trust. For example, if the other person is leaning forward, you might also lean forward slightly. If the other person is crossing their arms, cross your arms. If the other person is nodding, nod your head slightly. You don't want to make it a game of mimicking, but you want to show them subconsciously that you are engaged. This is also another really cool thing on the flip side, is if someone has really closed posture, if their shoulders are slouched and their arms are crossed, and you can tell that by their physical posture that they're feeling closed or they're acting closed, by matching and mirroring their posture and then you slowly adjusting yours, slowly bringing your shoulders back and sitting up, slowly uncrossing your arms, this will actually subconsciously affect how they respond to you. And shocker, they will actually do the same thing. It's a very interesting thing that happens. But our subconscious minds, our human brains want to be connected to each other. And when we can mirror people where they're at, and then slowly pull them to a higher place, they will leave feeling happier. And I'm not saying to manipulate people, but honestly, to help them get to a higher state of where they just were. That's the best part about learning these things, because you learn about the subconscious behaviors of the brain and how we crave connection with other people. And when we have more knowledge, we have more power to help others. Mirroring is just one nonverbal way that you can do this. Your body language is so powerful. So learn how to mirror. Practice mirroring. So your challenge this week is to practice mirroring. Shocker, right? Whether that's you are matching someone and everything that they're doing to show that you are interested in what they have to say, or you are trying to improve the physical state of where someone currently is. Have a fun time with this challenge and have a wonderful week. Are you finally ready to have the hard conversation that could change your relationship? Well, great news, I have a free hard conversations toolbox that I have made just for you. You can grab it in the show notes or go to my website, erinwoodruffcoaching.com/toolbox.